Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This message came in from Amy. She says, hey, I got a show wants to know segment for you. Thanks, Amy. She says, I'm single, been going through a bit of a fun phase. Let's just say I use Tinder more than Instagram. And she put, wink, wink.
Been there, girl.
She goes on to say, a couple months ago, I matched with a guy named Ethan. It was a no strings attached situation. And as Jeremy says, quote, we smashed.
Oh.
Yeah, I do say that.
Okay.
like a lot, she said. And then she wrote, ha, ha, ha. My little fling with him lasted a couple weeks, and then I moved on. Never really learned much about him except stuff we can't talk about, if you know what I
mean. Okay.
God, Amy, settle down.
Is that kind of amazing?
Anyway, so
it's
she's
fine.
Getting her freak on with this Ethan guy. Fast forward to last Thursday, my company just moved into a new building, and my boss was there giving his family a tour. His wife comes in. One son comes in. A second son comes in, and get this. That was Ethan.
No.
Oh, no. She wrote it all caps. Oh, no. We locked eyes and both completely froze like we'd seen a ghost. It was super awkward and I couldn't even focus. She goes, how embarrassing. OMG. Here's the issue, though. Every time I see my boss, I feel like I'm hiding the world's most awkward secret. I have no idea if Ethan has said anything to him.
Oh, I hope not.
I feel weird even talking to my boss now because... does he know how much of a hoochie mama I was with his son? That's
that
the
word.
Best line in this entire message. Let me read it again. Does he know how much of a hoochie mama I was with his son? She goes on and says, what do you guys think I should do? Pretend it never happened and hope it gets never gets brought up. Should I reach out to Ethan and tell him to stay hush-hush so it doesn't affect my work life? Or do I need to start mentally preparing for a new job? And then she says, or should I just hook up with him again? Ha ha. Let me know.
Why not?
Let me know. I want to do something about this week and would love your input. And that is from listener Amy, who wrote in a big old long message on our Instagram account. So what do you think Amy should do? Feel free to comment. This is what it's all about. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for Show Wants to Know. What an awkward situation to be in, though.
Wow.
Having a fling with Ethan.
Yeah, and every time I would look at my boss, I'd think they knew, right?
Does he know?
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you just rack your brain thinking, like, did he tell him? Like,
well, and how much trouble am I going to get in?
Well, you can't really get into any trouble. I mean, what can your boss do about that? It's like you just had a relationship with his grown son.
Yeah, but they can look at you different, and maybe it could jeopardize any kind of advancement you have. I mean, that's not legal, obviously, but... it could happen.
Or the son would be like, she's the best, Dad. We dated for a little bit, and you should promote her and do everything.
Because that's what guys
say. But it's not dating either.
You don't know.
They were just hooking up.
Yeah, but again, is the son talking to the dad, you're not going to say, Dad, I smashed like crazy. You're just going to say, hey, I went out with her a few times, and she's a great, great person.
You would hope.
You would hope.
That's what they said. But again, there's no rhyme or reason to how these things work out, and... I don't know. I'd be a little worried.
It's awkward is what it is.
For sure.
It's just generally awkward.
Well, I had a little bit of an experience with that where it was incredibly awkward and you don't know what to do or how to act around a boss like that. Just because you don't know what they know. And that's the scariest thing is you don't know what they know.
This is a unique situation. I mean, did you ever fool around with a boss's kid?
Well,
I mean, I didn't.
No, well, I fooled around with somebody that I worked with and they were related to them, right? So it wasn't necessarily my boss, but it was somebody I worked with and I never told them. I kept it to myself. I kept this awful secret to myself because I didn't want them, their opinion of me to change. And here's the thing is like, we don't really talk anymore. We're still connected on social media. But every time I see their name or profile roll up, it gives
like,
me
who knows
like
what?
The shivers. I'm like, oh, God, I'm a bad person.
You're not.
No,
again,
I know,
you're just having fun and you were young and single and who cares?
It makes me feel like that because it's a secret I'm keeping from them. So I just like, if you're looking at holding on to that, it might do some damage. I'm just saying.
Was it Chelsea? Somebody wrote in and said, talk about the ultimate bomb to drop when you quit. Like, if you're walking out of that place, yeah, well, I slept with your son.
Right?
Boom, mic drop.
Yeah.
The whole office romance thing is just so touchy in general, you know?
It is.
It's like sneaking around and seeing if anybody knows. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun. I mean, I married my office romance.
But that is part of the allure, as people might find out, so it makes it interesting.
It's kind of fun.
We got this message from Wade, and this is, a different way to look at it, but he said, this happened to me. I had a short relationship with my boss's daughter, of course, not knowing he was her dad. Once I figured it out, I tried to get it out into the open, thinking it would put me at ease. But turns out my boss didn't like me to begin with and was looking for a reason to get rid of me.
Wade,
I gave him one.
Wade,
yeah.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, don't tell on yourself.
Can
right?
You see Wade getting onto his Outlook account at all staff. You'll never guess what I did. .. Who I did. Wade, no.
Wade, stop.
No, Wade, no.